Monday night, so wise part.
1 hour, 3 hours, 5 hours, whatever it was. So we said, well, we shall disagree with what Gemara yesterday. The Gemara says that between meat and Gavina, one has to wait. The Lashon of the Gemara is, he said, I waited. I know, Bahosu Dosa Hudalachina, I won't eat in the Suda. The Sudosa Achrina Achilna, I'll eat in another Suda. It's Makukri, yeah? So the Gemara said, it's Makhlish and Shoni, what that means. That he didn't eat in that meal, the next meal he did. Some Rishon learn it's a waiting time. That means from one Sud to the next, you should wait between having meat and milk. So Lamoshal, in those times, it looked like it was regular to wait a 6 hour gap between a meal, between lunch and supper. So the Maitha, there's a 6 hour gap between meat and cheese. That was version number one. Other Rishonim say no. The Ikka is, it's not in that Suda. That means once you benched, then send to that Suda. And really, Mi'ikha, I think we said yesterday, you could eat straight away a milky meal.
Even though you haven't come to Ikkol, the whole problem is because of Ikkol, no?
No.
Digestion. The reason why the Havrinah has applied it, the main reason is because you have to come to Ikkol. So what's the time? What's the six hours?
So we'll come to that assumption. 6 hours not because of Ikkol. I don't think anyone says because of Ikkol. That's not the hardest shame, no. I don't learn because of Ikkol. So that's a bit out of shot because it stays in between your teeth. But I don't know, it's because of Ikkol.
No. Is after 6 hours completed, then it's gone?
First of all, who said after 6 hours gone? Depends on what meat you're having. If you're having a huge meal, it could last much more than 6 hours.
Have a big meal, still feel full.
Sorry?
After 6 hours, still feel full.
What's the patient? 6 hours.
And we went for anesthetics and we were afraid that the patient would still have some food in it and won't be able to sense it. When he's laying down. So after 6 hours.
6 hours?
It's been completed.
Yeah?
Yeah, and there's no, yes. So there is also a basis into it.
Bah.
It's completely digested. He won't come back.
So the 6 hours got to do with digesting. It could be, yeah.
No, Rishon don't say that, but he's saying an interesting thing. He's saying that when they give an anesthetic, when they give an operation, they have to have at least a 6 hour gap between the last bit of food you had, because then it says that the stomach is settled and the food won't come up again. An interesting thing, actually. That's very interesting. Okay. I don't any Rishonim say that reason, as far as I know. It's a nice idea, but I don't know if that's the question. So the other Rishonim said, which Ramah brings, we said yesterday that Mice is the meaning is, he says that the Shitta is to wait to make another Suda. So once you finish this Suda, you can really have milk afterwards. The Ramah just adds that the meaning is to wait an hour. But where it comes from is, I'm not sure where it comes from, but he says the meaning is to wait an hour. Some people say, appear. There's Doiha. I don't know where it comes from. The Ramah says the Maisa, even if you're taking on that, the Shitta is that from one Suda, means once you finish one Suda, you can have the next one, you should have an hour break. And then the Ramah finishes off, but the Maisa and the duct can wait 6 hours. And that the Maisa, the Poskim say that nowadays the meaning is that Bnei Ashkenaz wait 6 hours. Saying there are exceptions, but generally speaking, that is the minimum that we say. Then we went to the 6 hours. Some say it's 6 full hours, some say it's the beginning of the 5th hour, some say it's 5.5 hours. And there is a Shitta which says 4 hours, and that is told on Shor Zimanyas. And there is a Shitta which says 3 hours. It looks like one of the Rishonim, Rabbi Yeruchim, seems to hold the Shitta 3 hours. Where exactly that comes from, I don't know, but there is such a thing. It's not really, the apostles don't like this so much, actually, this minimum of 3 hours, but there is such a minimum. One can't dispute it, there is such a minimum. Then we said that the other thing also, and that is, that whatever it is, whatever you hold, that claw, it cannot be in the same meal. Yeah. It means even if you hold, you have to wait 6 hours. But you have to have a siluk. It means you have to have a brocha achrona in between to stop it. That means, for example, we said an example yesterday, someone's going on a hike. So he starts off in the morning, for some reason decides to have salami in the morning. So he has salami, bread with salami in the morning. Then he's using that bread meal the whole day. So he goes up the mountain, 6 hours later, 7 hours later, he wants a piece of chocolate. That is a problem, because he's not been masalik himself. He's not made a bracha achrona. Yeah.
Is the same for Sfaradim also?
What?
Is it both for Sfaradim and
Ashkenazim? Well, no, at this point it's the same. There are other arguments in Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, but at this point it's the same. Yeah. Yes?
Certain things they agree. This famous joke.
Went to Poland.
And they kept 6 hours. So I'm not traveling further.
I must tell you the truth. I don't know anyone does this, but from the Gemara, it's much better. The father of Ma'ofa waited 24 hours. So I don't know if anyone does that. I don't know if anyone does that nowadays. That's an interesting thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we said that this. What? Interesting. It must be the chumrah. We're passing the chumrah. We asked this question yesterday. Why is the son not mocher to keep what his father did? It must be the chumrah. His father must done it. Must be chumrah. Then we spoke about other shayl as well. For example, what else did we speak about? There's 6 hours. Yeah, you have to make brocha achroina. Now, I must tell you, this is an interesting shayla. So I'm telling you, that shayla I just told you now, it's a very interesting question, I didn't realize this. So that case I just told you now, someone's on a hike, and he made, washed in the morning for his cold cuts with his bread, made a moitzi, at 8:30 in the morning he had his cold cuts and a lovely meal, and at 3:30, he's been eating during the course of the morning as well, so he's still, ickles keep going on, 3:30 he wants to have a piece of chocolate. But the problem is, he can't have a piece of chocolate because he's not made a bracha achrona.
Why?
Because he's not made an after bracha moishi. So what should he do? So that's a serious question. Can you bench just to be able to have cheese after the milk? Milk or whatever, or chocolate. Why? Let's say cheese. Very interesting thing, actually. It's not so posh this, actually. I must say, it's not so posh. To bench just for the purpose of eating the other foods, not so posh. The mice of the minute is to do it.
It's not
so... That's an interesting point. Interesting. But it's not so posh you can do it. Then we said some coolers over here. When does a person have to wait 6 hours? So number one was also very interesting, halacha, is actually someone never's not well. Someone's not feeling so good. He's in hospital or whatever. I'm not sure. You don't have to be seriously. It's not fine. Because nefesh. Someone is not well. He's a chone kala guf, let's say. And the maestro, he's had his meaty meal in hospital. A nice harmonious meal, meaty meal. And now he needs a cup of coffee. The thing is, he can't have coffee, a black coffee. He can't drink a black coffee. He needs to have a bit of milk in the coffee. So the poskim say that in such a case, if a person's a chole, then you can rely on the shitta of the remor after an hour has passed. Then a person can have this thing of, what do you call it, of a cup of coffee or something like that. Well, if he needs a piece of chocolate, he needs something to, he's very nervous, very touchy, he needs something to calm himself down a bit, he needs to cool himself down, so he wants to have an ice cream or something like that, a milky ice cream, he's got to do milky ice cream. In such a case, one can be a make up. Interesting halacha this thing. Pashtus, in such a case, there one should wash one's mouth out, because he's only waiting an hour, so he should eat something, he should wash his mouth out, eat something, and drink something in order to be the shitter. What?
By the
Shinaim, doesn't he need to brush his teeth? Actually, the Potsdam saying that the Isa, what you do is you eat a solid food, piece of cake, plus you rinse your mouth out. Someone asked the Isa, now you brush your teeth. Yeah. You've got listening, all these drinks, it's a Isa to know. You have to do what Shulchan Aruch says, a solid food and a drink. Then we said someone is not ill, or another shot of people who can be lean is at children under 3, the minute is that they're make, they don't have to wait at all. Some wash their mouth, and I said, but that's under 3 is no problem. From 3 and above, it looks like many possums say one should start getting them used to waiting a little bit of time at least. That's what they should do.
How much time?
So you start with an hour normally. You start with an hour and you build up from there as well. Who are doing that by a choile? It could be way after your ledes, who has had a baby. Who are doing a menekes? Very people, many people say, has also got dinner of a choile. And she feels she needs to have a cup of coffee, a milky coffee. She may do so. Then another interesting halacha is, and that is that why was this one made a bracha by mistake? So he had a fleishtika meal, he had a nice meal, went to Chasna. Let's say he went to Shevroch in the middle of the day, or Bristol in the middle of the day. He had a meaty meal. He comes home, he sits on the couch, makes a little cup of coffee, and then he decides to make shahakah with a cup of coffee. And after he makes shahakah near the vor and his cup of coffee, he realizes, oh no, this coffee's got milk in it, I'm still fleishing. Within my 6 hours. What should you do? Not an uncommon scenario, this. What should you do? So that's an issue. I'm coming to you in a minute. It's not so simple. I'll come to you in a minute, hopefully. I'll come to you in 1 minute. The first halacha is the money possible to say is that once an hour has passed from your fleishka meal, then many possible say one should take a sip of that cup of coffee in order not to make it a bracha.
Even though he's made it 6 hours.
Yeah, so 1 minute. So some say after an hour one can you make it. Some say after 4 hours one can you make it. And some say like you're saying. Someone told me he went to Chaim Kinesh to ask me a shayla, and Chaim Kinesh told him he should not do anything because Levi's his minute is 6 hours, and therefore he should not have any of that thing at all. Yeah. So again, if someone by mistake made a shahakon before and a cup of coffee within the 6 hours, so I'm saying quite a lot of possum, many possum hold, after an hour, it's okay, you can take a sip. Now certainly after 4 hours, which has got other shits as well, even better, you can take a sip. Others hold that even up to 6 hours, within 6 hours, you shouldn't have anything at all.
What should you do?
Feel it, nothing you can do. Now, what he's coming to now, let's come on to what you're saying. So this is the big shahakon. Let's say, for example, I'm at a kiddush on Shabbos, Let's start again. For example, I have a cup of coffee in front of me. I make shahakon before my cup of coffee. And then I said to myself, you know, I don't like coffee. I'm not having my coffee. Can I go to my cupboard and get a piece of chocolate?
Why?
The simple says you can't.
Why not?
And you say you can. So the answer is, it depends. Whatever's in front of you when you make your bracha, shahakol.
He's at a cupboard.
Right, okay, quite right. I'm not arguing with him. Again, a person makes a shahakol on a cup of coffee, whatever's in front of him on the table at that time, that is included. So you're quite right. If someone was fleishig, and by mistake a shahakol, you avoid this cup of coffee, which has got milk inside, and he realized, oh no, I'm fleishig, if he's got on the table a sweet or anything else with shahakol, he can go for that. If it's not in front of him, but he had das on it, that means it's in the cupboard. But when I make my shahakol, my cup of coffee, I have in mind I'm going to have some chocolate inside there, and I'm going to have some sweets in the other cupboard. I have in mind on things, even though I'm not here, my bracha works for that as well. That would also help. But if you don't have any of that, it means when you made your bracha shahakol before in your cup of coffee, there was nothing in front of you, nothing else in front of you, and you didn't have in mind anything else, then you got a problem. So then you have to just leave it as is. You can't just opt to now have another food because the bracha was not intended for that. That's it. You have it. What?
The shiva holds after an hour.
Yeah.
Because shiva brought the tula.
Yeah.
He didn't eat anything between.
So that's the maitha. But some possible hold that after an hour you don't need shiva dala.
Yeah.
So the maitha, you rely on that for this. Yeah. It's a bracha b'tos. Yeah. Then, by the way, also I want to clarify something that this chiyuv of waiting is even for a small piece. Someone wants to sample a bit of meat. He just wants to taste it, see if it's good for Shabbos. He tastes it, swallows it. Just wait 6 hours. There's no shear how much you have to have in order to wait.
Why isn't the coffee, which has got water in it, be able to then take a bit of water and you shall have water?
Not sure. I don't know if that helps. It's a different drink.
Different drink.
Not sure about that. I hear what you're saying. I'm not sure. I should really make a note of it.
Why didn't you drink?
I forget, Simcha. Remind me. A question. I must tell you, we had a share like this not so long ago, and you asked the same question.
Did I?
Yeah. I must say, I wasn't.
Can't
what?
If he's right, you can't make a coffin and have juice. Because what if it's water?
What?
No, there's. Spilt juice. Yeah. 25 seconds. You can't say that apple juice, orange juice is the same thing. It's also water. But here's water. I poured water in the cup.
It's the same thing.
It's the same colour with coffee.
They used it, they did it in the factory.
What you saying? What are you saying? What do you want to say?
Well,
also, we have it. Agri is not pure, hopefully. Agri is pure. Yeah. Again. Yeah. Most agri is pure, hopefully. When you talk about oranges, let's say oranges.
Grapes,
yeah.
Right.
Rahman, let's not. Someone's being fed with a feeding tube where the plastic tube is inserted through the nose, it goes into the stomach. Or gastronomy, where it's feeding directly into the stomach, there's no dinner bosa b'chol actually. You can have it straight away, actually. You can even bosa b'chol together.
Well,
as
broccoli
as well,
you make a
broccoli.
Does what?
You make a broccoli, actually. It's not going down the throat. It has to have an os going in order to make a broccoli. Right. The issue of eating bosa b'chol through the throat. You can't cook it and put it through the tube, but if someone's eating like that, he has not got the restrictions. I'm saying, if anyone asks you a trick question, where is it that someone could be eating meat and milk together? In his stomach, the answer is, if someone's eating through a tube, he can be eating meat and milk together at the same time. He can go through the tube at the same time, but that's not what we're talking about normally. Now, Chazal made quite a number of restrictions here as well when it comes to bosa b'chol. But that is, for example, one should have separate plates, separate cutlery, separate things, because it's too dangerous otherwise. You're not dangerous. It's too risky. If we let you have the marshal, the same cutlery, the same knife for milk and fleishig, even cold, mistakes could happen. So Chazal don't allow this, and they say that one should really have separate utensils for meaty and fleishig. Now, in the time of Chazal, there used to be such a thing on the table like a salt dish. Now that salt dish was a dish where you had salt in, it was left on a table, Moshi, and you used it for flysick and milkshake, you could do. Now that's not so good, because a person dips his challah in, and I don't know, into gravy, and then he eats it, dips it into the salt, and then puts it, he has it there, and then Moshi, a bit later, he wants to have some cheese with his bread, and dips it in the salt. That is not ideal. In fact, wrong ideal. In such a case, one should have two separate salt cellars. That's a minute to have two separate salt cellars. Now, the chora, our salt cellars, which we have, the sprinkler, what's it called? The salt shaker, what's it called in English? The ones with the holes in. Yeah. What's it called? Salt shaker. Our salt shaker, pastures does not have this problem. Right? So you're telling me, what's going to happen is, you're going to use it to pour it, let's say you want to salt your roast beef. So you pour some salt onto your roast beef, salt it, and then the next day you want to have your cheese omelettes and you want to put it on your plate, you want to have some, what do you call it, some salt, so you pour it on, there's no problem. I'm talking about cold, actually,
you're talking about steam going on.
I'm talking about cold, I'm talking about cold for the time being, I'm coming to hot hopefully. I'm talking about cold. The only thing that the possible are worried about sometimes is they say that it's mutter meikadin. Every true to have a salt shaker used for milk and fleishik is really okay. Because there's not much that can go wrong. But the only thing that can go wrong. What? I'm not talking about hot, I'm talking about cold. Why are we talking about cold? Right. The only thing that can happen with cold is sometimes, if you've got children in the house, sometimes they might take the salt cellar, they might touch the actual meat. And then later, it might touch the actual cheese. So you might have remnants on the salt cellar that might be greasy a bit. Or your fingers are greasy. That's what they say also. So that could be a bit of an issue. That is a bit of an issue. That's why some people are fussy to have two different things. You might deal with ketchup bottles. Same thing, I've seen some of these people, they take ketchup, they put the ketchup right on top of the food. So it can sometimes be that the ketchup bottle is actually touching the food. So you put it on, I don't know, chips is not a problem, but let's say you got what you put ketchup on, which is fleishig, a burger. Someone's got a burger, I don't know what happens, he wants to put some ketchup on his burger. Some people are not so geschickt. What they do is that when they put the ketchup on, the bottle is touching the burger. Yeah. And then what happens is the next time I want to put on top of some pizza. By the way, none of these recipes I'm doing at home. I'm not saying this is what I have at home. Ketchup on pizza, ketchup on burgers. Maybe I do. I'm just saying that's not what we're going for. Yeah. So here, the person puts then the ketchup onto his cheese, what do you call it? So it can touch. So the miser that the poskim say is a bit of a, that the poskim say maybe is a bit of a worry.
Right.
So I,
what? Wipe the bottle.
Most people don't. Most people don't wipe it. I'm saying, if you did, I'm saying it's not the end of the world. This passion is not such a common thing that's going to happen. I'm saying, so really, me ikahadin, one could have. I'm saying one could have one, but it's some people are careful to have two. What symbols are we have to finish on next time? There's an interesting point. Let's say, for example, someone's got a salt cellar. You know, he sacks the salt tubs, and he uses it for hot. So the moshel, what happens is he opens up his sholent pot. Let's say, for example, puts a spoon in. And he takes a bit of the chon. Oh, he said that could do with more salt. So he takes his sacks of salt, that pot, whatever it's called, that container. You know what I'm talking about? He had a big container of salt, and he pours all of the salt into the thing, stirs it around very nice. The problem is the steam from that chon goes up into that salt cellar. Next day, he's making a cheese omelette, hot. And the mice, he wants to put some salt into the cheese omelette, so he takes that same salt thing over here, and he sprinkles it over the cheese omelette moshi. Not so good. So what happens is now the steam goes up into that salt cellar. That salt cellar has got a mixture inside there, could be of meat and milk. Mm-hmm. That is also not ideal. Again, first of all, it's only a problem if the steam, which is just there, goes up to it. That means if a person, for example, opens up his chocolate pot here on the table, and he takes the lid off. So what happens is normally the whole of the steam comes out when you take the lid off. If you wait a few minutes, wait a bit of time, so all the steam has gone up, most of the steam has gone up, then you take your salt, and you don't do it mummish on top of the thing, not mummish nearby, a bit higher up, that's really much better.
Making
him
in a plate or on a pot. If he did it on
his
plate now,
okay. Look, if there's a plate, it's a double cushion. Maybe also. But first of all, there's much less steam in a plate.
That's what
so you have to know if there's steam. There's no steam. No steam. You have to know. Can you see steam coming up or not? No. Okay, I'm about to stop there.
Bye.
See you later, my Sunday.